four people. It is now 10:06 a.m. on Thursday, November 16th. Calling to order the meeting of the Board of Firearm Permit Examiners. I will start by reading a brief introductory statement.
You have to speak up a little bit, please.
Okay, sorry. For the record, and in advance of hearing testimony, I would like to explain the procedures we shall be following here today. First, these are civil administrative proceedings being held in accordance with Section 29-32B of the Connecticut General Statutes. Under the General Statutes, this board is charged with the duty of hearing the case, inquiring and determining the facts de novo, and determining whether those facts would be just and proper cause for denying or revoking a permit. It will occasionally happen that facts and events, as the issuing authority believe them to be at the time of denial or revocation, justify that denial or revocation, but additional facts and circumstances which come to light during these hearings convinces the board that in all fairness, justice would be served by ordering the permit issued or reinstated. Where no additional evidence or other compelling circumstances are uncovered, however, the board will respect the judgment of the issuing authority. Under the general statutes, hearings of this board may be conducted informally, but in a manner that guarantees fundamental fairness and the right to cross-examination. All testimony will be under oath and recorded, and all laws against perjury apply to those persons testifying. Be advised, this board takes perjury seriously and will refer perjury instances to the appropriate authority for full prosecution. Additionally, the board may subpoena testimony if necessary. These hearings are public hearings and they fall within the purview of the Freedom of Information Act. Accordingly, appellants and issuing authorities are hereby advised that none of the information or documents introduced here as evidence may be excluded from the public. Both parties may be permitted to make brief opening statements indicating the scope of the case and what they intend to show. In its opening statement, the issuing authority should briefly give the reasons for denying or revoking the appellant's application or permit. You may call witnesses to testify on your behalf. At the conclusion of each witness's testimony, the other party may cross-examine that witness. The board may also inquire with its own questions, and in doing so, it reserves the right to question all witnesses at any time or to request testimony by additional witnesses if necessary. At the conclusion of all testimony, the issuing authority and the appellant may make brief closing statements. Decision of the board is by majority vote of those members present in voting. The burden of proof of these matters is by a preponderance of the evidence, and it lies with the issuing authority. Accordingly, all tie votes will inure to the appellant. In addition to today, both parties will be notified of this board's decision by mail within 20 days of today's hearing. In deference to the statutory scheme as codified in Connecticut General Statutes Section 29-28D and pursuant to Superior Court ruling, in an abundance of caution, the board will endeavor to maintain the confidentiality of all appellants appearing here today. Toward that end, the board will refrain from addressing the appellants by name or by noting the appellant's address, but instead will address each one simply by the title appellant. The board hereby requests all witnesses testifying here today to do likewise and to refer to each appellant only by his or her title appellant. Finally, in accordance with Superior Court ruling, the board cannot entertain hearsay testimony or testimony derived solely from erased records with regard to matters subject to erasure pursuant to Connecticut General Statute Section 54-142A. In those matters, testimony to the board is limited to direct evidence obtained in the course of an investigation or personal recollection of the underlying events. Last, please turn off your cell phone or put your phone on vibrate. If you need to have a conversation, please go out in the hall to do that so as not to disturb these proceedings. Can you still put a phone on vibrate? I didn't know that was an option. All right, calling the roll of the board, Dr. Conrad.
Present.
Attorney Cinetti.
Here.
Colonel Overturk.
Here.
Mr. Gray.
Present.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Here.
And Colonel Lewis is not here. And Ms. Johnson is not here.
We don't have.
And Mr. Gray is not on my
sheet.
Which is why I paused. That's okay. All right, we'll call the roll. Does everybody know their case number? Kind of heard you guys all coming in, so we kind of know who you are, but I'm calling by case number, not name. So case number one is 22-447. That's the Manchester case.
Yep, just say he's here.
And Manchester's not here. Case number two, 22-213, Willimantic case.
Yep, he's here.
Both parties, that will go first. Case number three, 22-592.
Middletown case.
And Middletown is not here. Most interesting day in history. Could everybody stand to take the oath? Do you solemnly swear or affirm, as the case may be, that the evidence you shall give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help you God, or on penalties of perjury. Okay, you may be seated. Case number two.